Jennifer Mora not only attended, but spoke at her first city council meeting this week.
I know I've watched a little bit on TV before, so that was a new process for me. Definitely a bit intimidating.
Mora, along with seven other citizens, was there to comment during a public hearing about impact fees. Impact fees are one-time fees paid by property developers to fund infrastructure needed for growth. The Lubbock Avalanche Journal reports the cost of major thoroughfares, water, and wastewater lines is currently spread across the town. Impact fees, which could fund up to 50% of the cost towards development, would make the cost more targeted. Developers and industry groups have argued against impact fees for water and wastewater, projects that benefit larger parts of the community than just one subdivision. At Tuesday's city council meeting, two people representing builders said the fees could affect Lubbock's housing affordability. A growing group of citizens is advocating for impact fees to be based on a development's location. They're asking for no impact fees inside of Loop 289, what they're calling Old Lubbock, and maximum fees outside of the loop. These people are organizing as the Lubbock Compact. A private Facebook group started this week has added over 1,200 members. Their goal is to attend city meetings, write letters and emails, and talk to others about Old Lubbock's future as new development continues to move south and west. Let's go back to Mora. She was the first citizen to approach the council on Tuesday. Here's what she said.
So I've been a resident for 37 years in Lubbock. I currently live inside the loop in District 2, and my neighborhood has inherited a lot of the problems that were the North Overton, so that migration affected my neighborhood. The response I receive when I talk about my neighborhood in District 2 is just to leave. Why do you stay? Why can't you just move to South Lubbock or somewhere else? So the response or the resolution for many people is that I just flee my community to a different place. And so, but I don't want to abandon my community or my neighbors. My whole life living in Lubbock, I've seen the same cycle of old, the new becomes old, and that just keeps going on. I've lived in South Lubbock where at one time Honey Elementary was the new school, that's where I went, and then Evans, and then that was old, and then it was Irons, and now it's Friendship. And so we keep kind of leaving behind those pieces of the city, and they're not being revitalized. So we talk about expansion. What we're talking about is let's move that inward into the city to keep those places going and to put more effort in that, and that maybe one of those ways is through impact fees.
Morris says she and other members of the Lubbock Compact Group feel they have a lot to learn about the ins and outs of local government, but they're willing to do that. Cannon Roberts was another citizen who spoke at Tuesday's meeting. He grew up in Lubbock and has been a part of the local political scene for a few years.
We've heard a lot from the special interest groups tonight. And one of the justifications of why we need to keep expanding Lubbock and not make our developers and builders pay their way is because we have a $910 average apartment rental. Someone making minimum wage cannot earn that much money in a month. They can't earn that much money in a month. So it doesn't matter to them. It doesn't matter whether the apartment is $910 or $950 or $30 or whatever the amount they threatened to charge was. So the development that we need inside of Lubbock to take care of Old Lubbock, to take care of the communities that have been around for generations, that put most of you in the positions that y'all are in, those are the communities we need to take care of. What we have heard from these builders are threats that if you do not give what they want, they will punish the working people in this city. That is what we are deciding on today. Do we continue to do what the wealthy in this town want? And do we continue to expand the city so that people who make wealth can run away from the rest of the city? Or do we take care of the whole city?
Public hearings about impact fees will continue. The Lubbock City Council is expected to vote on the fees this fall. For Texas Tech Public Media, I'm Sarah Self-Walbrick.